Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to go behind the scenes of some of my favorite strategies for businesses on social media, as well as which platforms might be right for your business. But first things first, we got to cue that intro, so let's cue it on up. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so I'm super excited because today we are going to talk a little bit about the platforms in 2020. We're in a new decade. It's really, really exciting. And I'm actually TikTok live streaming as we record this podcast. So people are hanging out behind the scenes of this podcast episode, which is kind of neat. I like multitasking sometimes. So I wanted to share a little bit about my strategies for social media this year because there's been a huge shift in the way that I'm choosing platforms, not only for myself, but for my clients as well. And this is going to definitely make a huge impact on your social media strategy for this year. So first and foremost, I want you to take a look at the platforms that you are focusing on for your business. I'm guessing it's probably Instagram, Facebook, maybe a little bit of LinkedIn, maybe some Twitter, right? Okay, so I probably guess pretty close to spot on. But over the last year, I've really been focusing on what actually moves the needle towards our goals in business. And one of the biggest things that I've discovered is the difference between short-term content with a short shelf life and long-term searchable content. Now, what is long-term searchable content? Something that I have developed a deep respect for, but that is basically like podcast content, blog posts, YouTube videos. To an extent, also, even as crazy as this sounds, TikTok videos. So long-term searchable content is content that where the shelf life is a little bit longer. It can accumulate views. It can continue to spark kind of some life over time. It snowballs the longer that you're using it. To an extent, there are two other platforms that technically kind of fall under long-term searchable content, but they're a little bit different, and those two are Pinterest and LinkedIn. And we'll get into how those are different. So as I stepped back and kind of looked at my strategy for this year, I love all social media platforms. In fact, right now we have an active presence on Instagram, Facebook, times like 20 with our groups, our page, my profile, etc. YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, to an extent Quora, but I'll explain why I stopped Quora, and blogging. That's pretty crazy, right? So that's a lot of platforms. Before we go any further in this, though, I want you to know that it is not necessary that you are on every single platform. In fact, it is a ton of work. And so we spend a lot of time creating content for our own brand and for the business. I don't recommend that for most businesses. In fact, what I recommend is that you actually slow down and pick one or two platforms to focus on for your business before you expand to other ones. Really master those one or two platforms and then maybe add a third. But it doesn't make sense for most businesses to be on all social media. But because social media is my specialty, I'm expected to be on almost all platforms. So does that make sense? Awesome. Okay, so as I started to look at our strategy for the year, I started to look at the things that continued to produce results even once I stepped away from them. And that was what I mean by long-term. What are things that continue to perform for me all the time, that generate leads, that generate sales, even as I sleep? And the big ones that kept coming up over and over again were my podcast. Hey, thanks for listening. My YouTube account, TikTok, which is obviously a newer passion of mine, as well as my blog. And then there were a few others, like I said, LinkedIn and Pinterest, that we'll touch on in just a moment. But what's so interesting is YouTube has really started to snowball. I'm actually going to open up my YouTube and take a peek at some of the analytics so I get the numbers right while we're talking here, which is kind of cool. So I have been an active YouTuber now for 4 years, I want to say. I think I started it while I was actually still back in my 9-to-5 before I went full time as a social media manager. And let's just take a peek at some of these stats because it's really snowballed over the years, and that was kind of mind-blowing for me. So I have generated, or created rather, anywhere from 1 to 5 YouTube videos per week, with some seasons where I don't create any content at all on YouTube just because, you know, life gets crazy. I have 3 kids, including we had a baby 1.5 years ago. How long can I milk that excuse for? As long as possible. So I'm looking at my stats right now, and even just over the last 28 days, I've gotten 11,700 views on my YouTube channel. I've had a total of 217,000 views so far, which is crazy. And this is what really blows my mind. People have watched my YouTube channel now for a combined 14,600 hours. Sorry, but that's like kind of mind-blowing to me. In fact, if we break that down, divide it by 24, that's 608 days that people have watched my videos on social media, which is kind of mind-blowing, which is just on YouTube alone. And so it took some time, but it started to snowball. And I saw the same thing with the podcast, saw the same thing happening on TikTok more recently. And I started to realize, okay, I want to start to focus more of my energy and my attention on those places where there's that snowball effect, where something works for me all the time, because I don't want to consistently have to be creating content 24/7 in order for a platform to work. And it's for that reason I actually took a break for several months from Instagram. That being said, I still think that there is some benefit to be on Instagram, but I'm playing it a little bit differently this time, and you'll start to see that strategy unfold. And so long-term searchable content has just been coming up over and over again. My podcast episodes, I mean, goodness gracious, I think we crossed over 100,000 downloads, which is kind of crazy because I just record it either like on my computer or on my iPhone in like the voice memos section. And I started to see these stats climbing over time. Yeah, we're at 143,000 downloads of this podcast, Social Media Secrets, and it's absolutely mind-blowing. So how do we start to really focus on long-term searchable content? Well, first and foremost, it's going to be anything that is really value-based. So it is something where you're serving your audience. You're doing it not for the edification of self, but it is because of it's there to serve the audience as well as possible, as much as you possibly can. So YouTube, I put out a lot of how-to content, and that continues to snowball. There was one I recorded like quickly in a hotel room in Las Vegas, and suddenly, this is so crazy, it's at like over 30,000 views. So I want stuff that's going to continue to perform for me, and that was how we decided where we were going to double down. Now, in terms of blog posts, in the past, that hadn't been a huge strategy of mine, but I started talking to these different SEO experts, and they were saying, like, Rachel, people are searching for the content that you can create. And I was like, okay, you know what? Let's really start incorporating that. And as we upped our content production from almost no blogs per week to 2 blogs per week, and now we're going to start moving into 3 to 5 blog posts per week, it's mind-blowing to see these stats stacking up in our Google Analytics. So that's where I started to focus my energy. Now, that being said, I still think that there is a time and a place for Instagram and for Facebook. And what's really interesting about those is it's kind of a place to build relationships. It's not going to be the platform that works for you 24/7 while you sleep, but it's really powerful in that people can see like the behind the scenes or the stories. And so I was like, let's just kind of back off of those a little bit and really go all in on long-term searchable content. Now, there's 2 other platforms that I've also been looking at, and that is LinkedIn and Pinterest. And the interesting thing about LinkedIn is that the algorithm is set up so that it doesn't matter how old a post or a piece of content is. If it gets 1 new like or 1 new comment, it can literally reactivate the entire post. And so there's something very beautiful and long-term, less searchable, but very long-term with LinkedIn, at least as the algorithm stands right now. And then with Pinterest, that one is a little bit of an exception. And the reason for that is because the goal of Pinterest is basically to use it as a hub to spin kind of your long-term searchable content into a new search engine. Basically, Pinterest is its own search engine. And so I really started to make these pivots in my business. And now, just so you guys know, this is crazy. We used to spend in our business $30,000 to $45,000 a month on Facebook ads. And, you know, that's a decent amount of overhead in a business. Of course, was it performing? Yeah. But we cut back to about $6,000 a month on Facebook ads just for our own business. And because of the long-term searchable content and TikTok and YouTube and all of these things starting to compile, our revenue continued to grow. And so it was just really crazy to see that experiment come to life. And obviously, that revenue is more profit when we subtract those high costs of Facebook ads. So for us, it was like, this is a no-brainer. And we started to really double and triple down. Now let's talk for a second about TikTok. And like I said, I'm literally live streaming a TikTok right now. So I know people are like, is she just ignoring us? No, I'm recording a podcast. But TikTok is really, really extraordinary. And the questions I get about TikTok change all the time. People are like, you know, how do I monetize it? Is it good for business? Is it all just, you know, young kids? Is it, you know, other countries? Is it just silly dances and craziness? And so what we started to do was start to test putting business and how-to related content on TikTok. And what's crazy is some of those videos started to go viral. In fact, when my first how-to video went viral, reaching a million views, I was like, okay, there's some life here. Like, let's make this happen. And now over the last 7 months, I've grown from 7,000 followers on TikTok to 127,000 followers. And so we've had some seriously exponential growth on TikTok. But that being said, let's clear up a few just quick misconceptions about TikTok. There are nearly 1 billion monthly active users on TikTok. Nearly 30% of those are over the age of 30. And the average TikTok user, this is so crazy, spends 61 minutes per day on the app. Now, if you've spent any amount of time on TikTok, you're going to actually realize it's easy to spend more than 61 minutes per day on TikTok. Literally, you can spend so much time on this app because it's very addicting. So I started creating more content that really reached the audience that I wanted. However, I also really see a lot of value in the next generation. A lot of people discount the younger generations and they're like, oh, those are just kids. And I'm like, do you realize like those kids are the future of our world? And so for that reason, I'm like, I don't want to ever discount them. They're incredible. They have opinions. They have their own stories to tell, and they could literally be the ones. I mean, some of these people that are young, they could be the ones that cure cancer. They could be the ones that develop solutions that transform our entire world. And so for that reason alone, I just don't feel like anyone should ever discredit kids as, oh, they're just kids. And so that's one side of it. Now, the other side of it as well is my audience is there. That being said, I'm very, very goofy in nature. I'm, you know, as you guys probably have realized, I'm very silly. And so I like to create goofy content or dances or whatever. However, that isn't right for every single business. So that's what we've done under my personal brand because it's a true extension of who I am. But TikTok is a very viable source for a lot of businesses, especially when you focus on building a relationship versus just trying to sell to people immediately, because that's just not cool. That's like asking for marriage on the first date. Although who am I to talk? I got married in 13 days. So this has been kind of the big shift in our business, is moving from just short-term content where the shelf life is maybe a couple hours or a couple days to content that continues to deliver results. For those of you who don't know, YouTube is owned by Google. And so their goal is that your content is sticky and that it's searchable, and they're going to reward you for having content that delivers a lot of value and keeps people on the platform. So YouTube is where we're doubling and tripling down on. We're doubling, tripling down on our blog posts. I also really enjoy sending emails to my list. And so we've also increased the pace at which I send emails. I used to be a once a week emailer, and now we're emailing anywhere from 3 to 7 times a week, which seems like a lot. However, each email delivers stories and inspiration and value. So that's pretty important to me. So those are some of the biggest changes as we go into 2020 and another year of business, which is so crazy. We're about to go into year five of running this business. And the more I research, the more I'm finding that the answers are pointing back to long-term searchable content. I feel like I've said that 50,000 times during this podcast, and I could say it 50,000 more times, but that's been one of the biggest changes. But remember, like I said, focus on one or two platforms, maybe a third. I don't recommend going on all platforms because that's a surefire way to create burnout. Focus on one, two, or three platforms and get into a habit of consistency. All right, so if you want more information, I would love to invite you to go to rachelpeterson.com/podcast. And there you will find in the show notes that we have some awesome resources for you. Or if you want to, head to actually, I think it's rachelsgold.com, rachelsgold.com, and you can see several of my different social media strategies that you can implement pretty quickly into your business. Yes, it is rachelsgold.com. So I will catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you guys later. Bye.